Well done, Tom. Thank you. And thank you for your help. Well done, everyone. Getting in practice for our passion reading, right? That's good. Well, did you all track the Chinese spy balloon saga? Did you follow that? Did you follow as it went across the country and there were debates as to whether it should be shot down immediately or is too dangerous and what it could possibly do? And we still don't quite know, right, what it's capable of or what its purpose was, even if our government does know. Apparently it's classified. And then in the days that followed, lo and behold, we found out that such balloons are floating all over the place. There seem to be countless numbers of them collecting data wherever they go. It's a strange concept, isn't it? I mean, they can't be steered. They just float, pushed and pulled by the wind, unconnected, untethered. It seems risky, doesn't it? Even dangerous. Well, I have wondered this week about the woman that is at the center of our story today, the Samaritan woman, if she felt untethered, if she felt as though she had so little agency in her life that she was just floating through, trying to make it the best she could, pushed about by the norms of a society that gave her no power, and not tethered to a stable family, not accepted by the members of our community because she did not fit into their structures. Have you ever felt that way before? Have you ever felt that you didn't belong, that people didn't understand you, that they didn't respect you, that you have been untethered? I feel as though I witness people experiencing that every day. Not that all of you haven't found people who love you and respect you, but, well, I think of one person who has found a lot of meaning and purpose here over the last few years especially, and yet still feels like they have very few close friends, people they can just hang with. I think of another who struggles with family, has embraced and been embraced by chosen family, but still is heartbroken over disconnect with their family of origin. I think of someone who has had to move so much that it's hard to engage fully, knowing their days among these people are numbered. I have seen people who have had loved ones struggling with illness and have had tried so hard to hold on, to make everything work, and yet have struggled with it. I think of people who have lost dearly beloved people, who kept them anchored in who they were and what they were about, who so much of themselves had become wrapped up in their identity shared with that person that it no longer felt like they knew who they were anymore. And besides, aren't we all a little understandably cautious about becoming too tied down, about people knowing us too well? Because after all, filters are important, aren't they? We all know some people who don't have filters. We can all be too much for others, can't we? If we really let everyone in to the fullness of who we were. That is what I think, intriguing about this woman. She has her guard up at the beginning of the story, right? At the beginning of the story, as we heard it, she is not letting Jesus into who she is. She doesn't just begin by saying all that she has to possibly say. No, she is skeptical, aren't we all? She's not going to let anyone in, let alone a random stranger. There are so many indications, after all, that they do not belong to one another. A woman and a man a Jew and a Samaritan, an assumed respectable man, and she who is dealing with a constant sense of shame. And yet slowly, slowly she lowers her guard and Jesus engages her in conversation and they grow in understanding of one another. In this one interaction, which though it is long for our scripture readings, it's not that long of an interaction, all things considered, and yet despite doing her best to hide from society, she comes to understand that she is fully seen by Jesus. And her understanding of who Jesus is also grows from a rude Jew breaking the norms of their society to someone who mysteriously knows everything about her, all of those things that she hides, right? To a prophet who can tell her whole life story, to the promised Messiah, to the I Am, to the everything. In this one interaction, they become tethered to one another. Jesus not only connected with her on an individual level, but gave her the confidence and purpose that she needed to reconnect with her community. It wasn't a one-on-one connection, but he re-rooted her in her community. That is the power of the gospel, to draw us together, to give us connection and purpose and community. I have seen it happen here. And it's a process that's ongoing for every person, because I know that there are those among you who struggle every day to figure out what it means to feel connected and like you belong, and yet I see it happening. I see folks going out of their way to draw someone into relationship. I see people letting down their guard to let someone in. I see people sending birthday cards and making an effort to check in and inviting folks to become more involved, not in a way that pressures people to carry their weight, right? But in a way that acknowledges that they too have a gift to offer. They too have agency to do some good in this world. I know that right now, there are those among you who feel untethered, unseen, unheard, even unloved at times. My hope for you is that you find connection. And those of you who have found connection and belonging and purpose, I hope that it has made such an impact on your life that you, like the Samaritan woman, cannot help but run to greet others and find others who need that sense of belonging in their life too. And one final note on this exceptionally long reading. Despite the fact that we read a very long reading, it is in fact longer. Isn't that exciting? It in fact starts 4 verses earlier, because we started at verse 5 of chapter 4, right? You following me? There's four verses before what we read, and in the 2 verses before, it says, he left Judea and started back to Galilee, but he had to go through Samaria. He didn't have to go through Samaria. He didn't have to go that way. I could open the Bible Atlas and show you on a map how that actually just doesn't make any sense, but just trust me, he didn't have to go through Samaria, and yet he had to go through Samaria. He had to go among these people who had been pushed aside for so long, who had felt untethered for so long. Maybe he did not go specifically seeking for this woman, but he went seeking for interactions like this one. He went to find people who needed to be found, to see people who needed to be seen, to hear people who needed to be heard. Jesus will seek you out, maybe even through folks here. Everyone deserves to be seen. Everyone deserves to belong. In Jesus' name, amen.